Please read the instructions in the exercise for task 3. You've got 30 seconds. Now, listen to text 3.
Making it to the White House.
Obama plays host to top teenage scientists. President Obama played host to some of America's top young scientists at the White House on Tuesday. The students were happy to show the president their ideas. These fairs and competitions add an element of fun to science. And of course, it's a great honor to be welcomed by the president, to be able to meet him and show him what we've done, says Kevin Sun, a sophomore at Solon High School. 1 million more American graduates in science, technology, engineering and math over the next 10 years. That is a goal we can achieve, said Obama. The president aims at reaching as many students as possible with his initiative. That is the reason why he wants $80 million in the new government budget for the training of new math and science teachers. Obama told the science fair participants they strengthen his faith in the country's future. "You guys inspire me," he said. "It is young people like you that make me so confident that America's best days are still to come." Now listen again. Obama plays host to top teenage scientists. President Obama played host to some of America's top young scientists at the White House on Tuesday. The students were happy to show the president their ideas. These fairs and competitions add an element of fun to science. And of course, it's a great honor to be welcomed by the president, to be able to meet him and show him what we've done, says Kevin Sun, a sophomore at Solon High School. 1 million more American graduates in science, technology, engineering and math over the next 10 years. That is a goal we can achieve, said Obama. The president aims at reaching as many students as possible with his initiative. That is the reason why he wants $80 million in the new government budget for the training of new math and science teachers. Obama told the science fair participants they strengthen his faith in the country's future. "You guys inspire me," he said. "It is young people like you that make me so confident that America's best days are still to come."